The F.W. Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. And that's what I like about the South.
Last Thursday was Maid's day off at the Harris's, and while Alice was busy getting breakfast, Phil insisted on demonstrating his theory that it takes a man to make a real cup of coffee.
Here you are, Alicia. A steaming cup of Java. Made with my own little hands.
Well, it looks all right.
Well, just don't look at it. Go ahead, taste it while it's hot.
All right. Ooh, Phil, this coffee is terrible.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Tastes like it was drained out of an old Essex.
What do you mean? I made that from a real southern recipe.
Southern recipe?
Certainly. You put in one part chicory, two parts Bull Durham, add two ladles of pan drippings, and then strain through an old coon dog.
Well, it tastes awful.
Well, I'm drinking it. It don't taste bad to me.
What does? You may drink it if you wish. As for me, I shan't touch another drop.
Oh, you shan't now. You shan't. Look, kid, why don't you wake up? You weren't so fussy about your grub when you were living back in New York on 11th Avenue.
I was, too. We always had fine, wholesome meals.
Yeah, some meals. I heard about the routine your brother used to pull at that Bronx Zoo.
What routine?
He'd hang around until the crowd collected, start to scratch himself and say, feed the monkey, feed the monkey.
Very funny, Mr. Bones.
Oh, forget about it. I'm only kidding. Hey, who was that you were talking to on the phone a while ago?
Well, if you must know, it was my friend, Emily Williams.
Yeah? What did the bride of Frankenstein want this time?
She wanted me to go shopping with her.
Are you going?
Of course I'm not going. It's Sissy's day off.
So what? I'm going to be home all day. Go ahead.
You know I can't do that. There's a sink full of dishes to do, and I've got to get baby Alice ready for nursery school. And anyway, who's going to look after Phyllis?
Well, I can handle all of that. What am I, a dope?
If I were you, I wouldn't raise a question like that.
Huh?
I know I shouldn't leave you here alone, but I would like to get my hair done.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I'm getting tired of that bird's nest job you got on now.
Why, Phil, this is the very latest upsweep.
Some upsweep. You look like a sardine can with its lid rolled back.
How about that hair of yours?
My hair? What do you mean? It's beautiful.
Beautiful? I've seen better hairdos on a coconut.
Oh, kid, what did you do? Pass Milton Berle on the way to the studio?
Look, Phil, I still don't like the idea of going downtown and leaving you all alone.
Look, will you forget about it? Now go ahead and have a good time.
Well, all right. But remember, the school bus comes for Alice at 9:30.
Yeah.
And you have to drive over and get her at 3.
All right, I'll pick her up.
And don't forget Phyllis's lunch. She gets a baked potato and you want to...
All right, Alice. Now, I got to get you ready for school. So stand still while I tie this hair ribbon.
Daddy, I can't wear this ribbon to school.
Why not?
Look, it says, Bat Boy Pasadena Bloomer Girl.
That's all right. Look, you go ahead and wear it, Alice. You're my kid, and you might as well get used to being a character. Now, there. Your shoes are all tied. You got your hair ribbon and your hat. Now, here's your lunchbox, and now you're all ready for school.
Daddy.
What is it?
Mommy usually puts a dress on me.
A dress? What's that you got on?
My nightie.
Well, so what? Here, slip your mother's silver fox jacket on and nobody will notice.
But, Daddy...
Now, go ahead and put it up. Now, there you are. There's the school bus. Now, get going.
All right, Daddy. But don't forget to call for me. Goodbye.
Bye. Well, that's one out of the way. Now to get going on them loaded dishes in there.
Daddy.
Ooh! Who are you?
I'm Phyllis.
Oh, you scared me to death. I thought you was Mickey Rooney standing there.
No, Daddy, you're a loo.
Yeah, so is Rooney. Now, look, run out and play, Phyllis. I got some work to do in the kitchen.
All right.
Now for them dishes. Man, there's a lot of dishes here today. Look at the dishes. Well, I might as well put this apron on and get going with them. Oh, look at them. Oh, dirty dishes, these dirty dishes. Oh, dirty dishes in the sink. And when I'm all through, they'll still be goo goo. At this job, I really... Who's there?
Oh,
well, bring them in.
What do you want, lady?
Look, it ain't no lady.
I'll bet you ain't, sister.
All right, stop with it, wise guy. I'm Phil Harris.
Yeah, what are you taking for?
Look, you little punk, I had to punch you right in the nose.
Ah, sit out, Dad. You'll strain something.
What's the matter with you, kid? Every time you see me, you make them cracks. Do you dislike me?
Dislike you? Look, Pop, if we wasn't living in a civilized community, I'd rend you limb from limb.
But why? What did I ever do to you?
You married Alice Faye and broke up our romance.
Your romance?
Yes. Yeah. She once written me words of passion.
Passion?
That's right. I sent her 2 bits for a picture, and she wrote across it to my good friend Julius Abruzzio.
Julius Abruzzio.
Yeah, you lefty. If it wasn't for you right now, her name might be Alice Faye Abruzzio.
Yeah.
But I ain't worried. I can wait.
Wait?
Yeah, an old man like you ain't gonna last long.
Hey, Abruzzio.
Yeah?
What did you come around here for?
To deliver the groceries.
Have you delivered the groceries?
Yes.
Take it out, beat it. You're like a fresh kid, calling me old. How can a fella be old who still sleeps in a trundle bed? Well, I better get back to them dishes. This water ain't very hot. Maybe if I let it run a while, I might be able to... Uh-oh, there's the phone in the den now. Hello?
Hello, is this 38560 Encino Avenue?
Yes.
Is your house on the bus line?
That's right.
Well, get it off, you bum, there's a bus coming.
I ought to bruise you. I ought to jump. Oh, hung up the coward. Oh, Mike, why do you like that? How could I fall for that old guy? That kid must have a phone on his scooter. Hey, fellas, what are you doing in the living room?
I'm putting a record on the Victrola, Daddy.
Well, turn it off now, will you? And go outside. I'm busy.
But it's one of your new records, Daddy.
My new? Well, in that case, turn up the volume. Give the world a break. Let's all enjoy it. Yes, it's a good day for singing the song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How can anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing your blues.
everything to gain and nothing to lose, cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing, and you know you've got the right of way. Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for singing the song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day, how can anything go wrong? Good day from morning till night. Oh, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. You know you've got the right of way. Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, cause it's a good day from morning to night. So good day and good night.
Just wishing for beautiful hair won't make it so. But if you want your hair to be silk and soft, lovely to look at, here's a tip. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. For when you shampoo with Fitch, you treat your hair to a beautifying action that leaves it touchably soft, radiantly alive looking. You see, Fitch reconditions as it cleanses. It does this by thoroughly cleaning the hair shaft. Then, difficult, brittle hair once again can absorb the natural hair oils. This reconditioning action restores elasticity to your hair, enabling it to take and keep a wave longer. Yes, Fitch's reconditioning process gives your hair a naturally beautiful look. This famous shampoo has been granted the Good Housekeeping Seal and the Parents Magazine Commendation Seal. Buy an economical bottle at your drug or toilet goods counter, or have professional applications of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at beauty or barber shop. You'll have longer need to wish for attractive hair. You'll have it when you use Fitch regularly. Fitch is spelt F-I-T-C-H.
All right now, Phyllis, I'm not going to tell you again. Go outside and play. Now, let's see. What was I doing here? Uh-oh, this better not be a bruisio again. Hello.
Hello, Curly. This is Frankie.
Oh. Hiya, Frankie. What you doing?
Patching up my guitar.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, last night some drunk put his foot through it.
Yeah? Who was the guy?
Me.
Now, stop that, will you? I'm busy.
Hey, this morning I was fooling around with the telephone.
The telephone?
Yeah, you know that thing where you call up and say, I want a policeman, I want a fireman, and right away they send one over?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I called the telephone company and I said, I want a tall blonde with a friendly disposition.
Yeah, what'd they send?
A short man with a pair of pliers who took out my phone.
Well, then, where are you calling from now?
Harry's apartment. Why don't you come on down? We're going to have a little party.
A party?
Yeah, Harry's getting married. Me and the boys are giving him a shower.
Gee whiz, that's pretty nice of you.
Yeah, we figure he needs one. you think you can make it, Curly?
I got to wash the dishes and take care of the kids. Yeah.
Washing dishes? Minding kids? Oh, Curly, this ain't the old back porch Harris I used to know.
Well, can I help it if I've settled down?
Settled down? Kid, you folded up like an undertaker's chair.
Okay, Frank. Just keep talking. You don't need to be so smart. Someday it'll happen to you, buddy. You'll have a little vine-covered cottage in the country and a nice little wife who will bring you your pipe and your slippers. And then while she's getting dinner, you'll romp on the floor with those three little kitties who look just like their daddy.
You know something, Curly?
What?
That's the most revolting picture I ever heard in my life.
Listen, Frankie, will you get serious for just a minute? Now listen to me. Haven't you ever wanted a wife to kiss and hug?
Well, yeah, but their husbands always objected.
Look, Frankie, I'm busy. I'll call you later.
Crazy guy. Now let's see. What was I doing? Oh, yes, the dishes.
Oh, the sink! The dishes! I left the water running. Oh, no!
Oh, what a dope I am. Leave that water running. Now, gosh, I've been mopping up this kitchen floor for an hour. What a day. This is murder. This is awful.
What are you doing, Daddy?
I'm mopping up the floor, Phyllis.
How did the floor get wet?
I spilled water on it.
Why did you spill water on it?
Because I'm a big, stupid jerk.
That's what I thought.
Look, why aren't you upstairs playing anyway?
I'm hungry. I want my lunch.
Later, Phyllis.
I want it now.
Later, I said, Phyllis.
I don't want it later. I want it now.
Tell me one more time, Phyllis. I'm going to give it
no,
to you later.
Mean Daddy.
Now, hold it. Hold it, Phyllis.
I want my mommy.
I said, hold it, Phyllis.
Mean
hold
thing.
It. I said, hold it.
You broke
you heard
down,
what I...
Daddy.
I said, hold it.
You
Phyllis, broke you better hold it. Hold it when I holler, hold it. Now, you listen to me, Phyllis Harris. Your daddy's had a terrible day. I'm worn out.
Daddy.
What?
The phone's ringing.
Oh, all right. I'll get it. No, oh, let me at that phone. Get lost, you bum! What is it?
Phil Harris, how dare you hang up on me?
Oh, well... I'm sorry, honey. I thought you was a bruisio.
Who's a bruisio?
Well, you ought to know. You wrote him words of passion.
Phil, nothing you say makes sense. Phil Harris, you haven't been...
Not a drop.
Did you get Alice off to school?
Sure, I got her off to school.
Did she look all right?
What are you asking? She went out of here looking like Clara Bow in The Road to Ruin.
Stop kidding. How about Phyllis? Has she had her lunch?
No, she hasn't. Isn't that a funny thing? Just as you called, I was asking the little darling what she would like.
Oh, murder!
Phyllis, cut that out.
What did you say?
Nothing. Hey, did you get your shopping done?
Yes. And I just saw the most wonderful Russian samovar. I think I'll buy it.
But, honey, we already have a dog.
Phil, it's cuter.
It's what?
Cuter.
I don't care what it smells like. We don't want it. Say, when are you coming home, anyway?
Oh, in a little while. I haven't been to the hairdresser's yet.
Well, all right. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, come on, Phyllis. Let's get your lunch. Gosh, there's the door. Now, I just got Phyllis to take her nap. What is it now? Yeah?
Good afternoon. I represent the Encino Pest Control Company, makers of the new Cure Dead Insect Spray.
Yeah, are you selling the stuff or are you one of its victims?
This bottle here contains our largest selling type. Instead of killing the insects, it merely stuns them.
Only stuns them, huh?
Yeah. Then you mail the little beggars to the factory and we kill them.
You kill the bugs at the factory, huh?
Yeah. It's a very popular service. Last month we received 900,000 insects and 5 mother-in-laws.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that I want it, but
well, then maybe you'd be interested in our overall service plan. It's guaranteed to remove every form of insect life from your home.
Yeah? How does that work?
We burn your house down.
Look, please, will you? I'm in a hurry. Now go away, will you? Go away.
You don't want any bug spray?
No. Now, goodbye. Now. What are you back for?
My head. You slammed the door on it.
Now, get out of here. Oh, boy, what a day. Now maybe I can sit down for a minute. I ain't felt this tired since I was on the road with Ina Ray Hutton. If that phone rings one more time or one more wise guy comes barging in here, I'm going to take my fist and close his other eye. Well, now, I wonder who that is.
Hey, Bill! Hey, lover boy, the dragon lady's home.
Huh?
Don't just sit there, Connie. Turn up the radio and roll back the rug, because Maisie's here with her little brown jug.
Now, you cut that out. It's 6 o'clock. Where have you been all
what
day?
What do you mean, Droopy? Me and the girls was having a time.
A time?
Yeah, man. A boot and a boot, Rudy.
Oh, kid, I don't know what you've been burning, but I'd love to have a cellar full. Hey, look, what's the idea of this anyway? Can't you see I'm exhausted?
Oh, is Mother's little helper all tired out?
I certainly am.
Well, I was only kidding. But now maybe you know how I feel when you come rolling in like gangbusters.
Well, it ain't funny. I've had an awful day.
What happened?
Oh, it was terrible. The phone kept ringing all the time. Some wise guy wanted to burn the house down. And when I went outside with my apron on, the milkman tried to kiss me. What did I do? What could I do? I told him I wasn't that kind of a girl.
Oh, this is ridiculous, Phil.
And then to top it off, the sink overflowed all over the kitchen floor.
What did you do?
I cut a hole in the floor and drained it into the cellar. You should have seen the whirlpool it made.
Whirlpool?
Certainly. Before I could stop it, it sucked down 3 kitchen chairs, the refrigerator, and Lieutenant Donahue.
Our dog?
I'll say he jumped on top of the icebox and went down barking asleep in the deep.
Phil, you know that's a lot of nonsense. By the way, what time did you pick up baby Alice?
Oh, about the... Oh, my gosh, I forgot her.
I'll say you did, bird brain. One of the teachers just brought her home as I came in.
Well, is she all right?
All right. She'll never be the same. The poor baby. She had on her nightie, my silver fox jacket, and was still carrying that horrible lunch you gave her.
What was wrong with that lunch?
What was wrong with it? All the other kids had a wonderful lunch, and what did she have? A ham hock wrapped in an old lead sheet.
Go ahead, yell at me. Yell at me, scream at me. I can't help it. I've tried to be a good wife and mother.
Now, Phil.
Well, it's all your fault. I used to be young and beautiful. And now look at me, I'm an old drudge.
Oh, Phil, you're crazy.
Sure, sure, now you're making fun of me. Make fun of me. I'm glad my friends can't see me now. This ain't the Harris they knew. Me, who used to be a party girl.
Oh, stop it.
No one will ever know what I've been through today. I've given you the best years of my life. Everything I've ever had.
I take pills when I feel any pain. Know enough to come out of the rain. I'm as smart as I can be, but the thing that worries me is why what am I gonna do about you? Didn't mind the others I knew, but what am I gonna do about you? I thought that love and I were all through. Then your smile came out of the blue. What am I gonna do about you? My hope was growing dimmer, my chances slimmer each passing day. I could have held out longer, but love was stronger. You had your way. And now all my dreams, and I've had a few, suddenly are all coming true. So what are you gonna do about me? What am I gonna do about you? Too nimble, in fact it's slow. You love your southern mammy, and though you're hammy, I love you so. And now all my dreams, and I've had a few, suddenly are all coming true. So what are you gonna do about me? What am I gonna do about you?
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, and the proof of a shampoo is in its results. When you use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, the results will tell you why it's preferred above all others by millions in the United States and Canada. For Fitch does what no other shampoo can do. It completely removes dandruff the first time you use it. Fitch is the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with a first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. Fitch contains a special antiseptic action that penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp. It dissolves all traces of dandruff on the hair and scalp and then forms a rich, foamy lather to float it away. Fitch's dandruff-removing process is simple. It dissolves the dandruff and then floats it away. Don't let offensive dandruff detract from your well-groomed appearance. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Its results prove its merit.
Phil?
What?
Well, I did go to the hairdresser. You might at least say something about my new hairdo.
Well, yeah, it's okay. But I wish you'd have been here this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yeah, I could have used that mop on the kitchen floor.
You beast, you.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Men, use Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic daily. It makes your scalp tingle with that feeling of new life and pep. Fitch's Ideal is not sticky or greasy, so pep up your scalp and give your hair that well-groomed look with Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking.